We turn now to Hurricane Ivan, with sustained winds now of 160 miles an hour. Ivan is one of the strongest hurricanes on record, just below Hurricane Andrew. Hurricane Ivan is expected to hit Jamaica in the next 24 hours. Forecasters say it could hit an already devastated Florida early next week. To get a better understanding of the effect of Ivan's strong winds, we're joined now by Forrest Masters, a wind engineer with the International Hurricane Research Center at Florida International University, and he joins us by phone from Gainesville, Florida. Nice of you to be with us today.
It's my pleasure.
You guys must feel either snake bit, or if you're a hurricane researcher, wonderfully rewarded.
Well, I'll tell you, right now I just feel pretty tired. It's been a long month with the amount of activity we've had here in Florida.
Well, as we mentioned, we're hearing sustained winds reported from Hurricane Ivan at 160 miles an hour. What do we know about wind at that speed? Does it behave predictably?
Well, you certainly don't want to be in it. There's no question there. Reality is those kind of wind speeds, when they approach land and eventually make its way to where we live, say single-family homes, those kind of winds are just completely devastating. As we saw during Hurricane Andrew, it's amazing just how quickly an area that's operating normally can turn into a complete disaster for weeks and months and even years to come.
What don't we know? What are researchers still trying to find out?
Well, specifically what I'm involved with, the project that I've been working on for the past 6 years is called the Florida Coastal Monitoring Program. And we're placing portable weather stations in the path of the hurricane before it makes landfall. And we're trying to quantify how gusty winds are. And what we do with that information is we translate it into new data that tells us how wind impinges upon low-rise structures. And that information, again, further is useful for actually quantifying how we need to design our homes and basically make them safer places to live in.
How differently does wind behave once it hits land? You would think that once it hits an obstacle, it understandably slows down.
Yeah, it changes considerably when it's moving over the open ocean. There aren't many obstacles in its path at the ground level that affect its turbulence characteristics. But as it moves inland and it moves through areas with trees and homes, it changes considerably. And there's really a big question mark there as to what that does. And that's basically the entire purpose of what we've been doing. We're trying to collect that data and actually quantify that.
It seems that every time there's a big storm, and certainly we remember this after Hurricane Andrew, everybody says, well, we really have to reconsider the building codes and toughen things. People's homes were damaged, and if they'd been built right, they wouldn't have had to have been damaged by wind that strong. Yet another hurricane comes along, and everybody says, you know, we've got to toughen up those standards.
Yeah, that's I think, the expected reaction. And the most important thing to understand about building standards and codes is that they're under continual refinement. You have professionals in engineering and construction, and also we receive lots of input from even meteorologists and the like that provide information to improve those codes. So that's always going to happen, of course, after a major event like more recently Francis. These kind of things are going to arise again.
And obviously you're getting all new kinds of building materials as well.
Sure. We definitely learned a lot. I'd say, especially during Hurricane Charlie, looking at some of the barrel tiles, looking at some of the damage that occurred after that, which is becoming a popular construction item here in Florida.
What kind of tiles again?
Barrel tiles.
And they've been flying around. Is that the problem?
Yeah, basically. We've seen some pretty significant damage from windborne debris. We've also seen lots of damage in the mobile home community. It's been very interesting to look at the comparison between basically three different areas of construction with mobile homes, and definitely seen some improved performance out of the newer mobile homes.
That's encouraging. Charlie had stronger winds in a more concentrated location. Francis, much bigger storm, much wetter.
Absolutely, and I think everybody from South Florida all the way up into the Carolinas really got a taste of the most recent storm. But, definitely communities and everywhere from Punta Gorda all the way up to Orlando and beyond. It was such a tight path, such a compact storm, and some pretty high winds that moved through those areas, and rather quickly, unlike the last storm, which kind of took its time easing across Florida.
Mm-hmm. There's been effects from Francis all up and down the East Coast. You don't have to leave it at North Carolina. But briefly, we just have a few seconds left with you. If you had to say one thing that you've learned over the past few weeks, what would it be?
We're learning that we can understand this problem, and with the right instrumentation in place, we can learn a lot more. So I think we've also learned that working together between the engineering and meteorological communities, there's a lot more that we can do, and we look forward to strengthening that relationship and continuing on with this research.
And we certainly hope that you can observe the next hurricane from a good fair distance away. With luck, maybe it won't hit Florida. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. much.
Forrest Masters is a wind engineer with the International Hurricane Research Center at Florida International University. He joined us on the phone from Gainesville in Florida. Again, much more on Hurricane Ivan later today on NPR News. Ira Flatow's here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.